the Matt and Jeff
Show.
Your one-stop shop for comics, comic book movies, and pop culture.
That's right.
We are glad to be here today.
We are. Let me tell
you, this has been a rough month and a half.
It has.
Our studio has flooded twice.
Yes.
And so we're starting to get things back together here to where we can get things rolling again and get some stuff out for our listeners. So we appreciate y'all sticking with us.
Yeah.
We will be back giving you some new content on a regular basis moving forward.
Yeah.
Barring any other additional flooding. So if you have money that you really don't need and you would like to donate it to help us out, just drop us a line on the Matt and Jeff Show at gmail.com.
Yeah, or hit us up on our Facebook page.
Facebook, either or, and we will gladly take money for either superpowers or help rebuild the studios.
Yeah, so, I'm still holding out for superpowers.
You know,
I think we got like $1.50 between the both of us.
Something like that.
So, but yes, thank you everyone for your patience and sticking it out with us, and we're glad to be back.
Yes, I mean, yes, we are.
Kind of feels new all over again.
So, you know, a lot of things have gone on. I've completed the entire series of Iron Fist now on Netflix, which I know you want to talk about later.
Well, so good
We'll get there.
Good for you. Yeah, we'll get there.
I did.
We got a lot to cover today.
We do. So, you know, there's been some big things that have happened.
Oh, yeah.
Right? DC Comics is launching a new whole set of superheroes that's going to be coming.
Wait, a whole new set?
Yes.
Like brand new
characters? Brand new characters, yes. Yes. Mm. Details will be coming.
Interesting.
But they've got like Tony Daniel, Jim Lee working on it, Jeff Johns, Scott Snyder.
Yeah.
There's
the big hitters.
I think Kubert's working on one. Romita Jr. might be working on one. I mean, there's a lot of the big guys. The big guns are coming out, and they're bringing in new characters, actually creating stuff that's going to be in DC Comics.
Yeah.
A lot of it has to do coming out of Batman Metal and these Dark Days things that are going to be coming up over the next couple months. So,
as if Batman's not dark enough.
You know, it happens, right?
Yeah. So how you been otherwise?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right. You know, had a little touch of a cold that lasted for far too long.
Yeah, me too. You could probably hear it in my voice a little bit still.
Yeah. It's all right. We're getting by.
We're coming back.
Coming back with a vengeance.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulls me back in.
Alien Covenant's coming real soon.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Sorry, he said that, and here I am. I'm picturing facehuggers.
I'm quoting the Godfather over here, and I'm thinking Alien.
Yeah, because I'm thinking facehuggers should have gotten the Godfather, because that would have been cool.
I'm thinking we've been out for over a month now from podcasting. And
you start doing Italian stuff. I'm thinking spaghetti, and then that naturally leads me to aliens busting out of somebody's gut.
Yeah, well,
go get you. Just had Alien Day not too long ago on 4/26.
Yeah, yeah. All I'm going to say is, go get your shine box.
Run,
Jeff.
Run. I don't shine shoes no more, Maddie. I don't shine shiny shoes no more.
You come to me on the day of Madonna's wedding. Right. And we're back.
And we're back. We're rolling. So I saw Assassin's Creed.
You did.
I did.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I enjoyed it. I liked it overall, but I felt it had a lot of good potential, and it could have gone a little bit further.
Yeah, it definitely had some potential. There were some things I was a little confused about, because I got to admit, I never had played the video games.
Neither have I.
I've never read the comics. I went in with a totally clean slate on what in the world Assassin's Creed was.
Yeah.
And so there were definitely some aspects of it that didn't get right off the bat. Based on the commercials I've seen for the video game, I anticipated this Assassin's Guild running around in like old times.
Right, right. Yeah, a little more of
bit more historical and really doing some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
And here it is. We're like hooking them up to the Matrix.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I was a little confused there for a bit.
It's like the Matrix meets acrobatic circus.
Yeah, we spent all that time trying to get Keanu Reeves out of the Matrix.
Yeah.
And now we're...
Yeah. I mean, it does have my guy, Fassbender.
Now we're putting Fassbender in the Matrix, so...
I don't know. I could probably handle Fassbender.
Although I heard they might be remaking that.
Fassbender all the way.
Matrix. Remaking Matrix, not Fassbender.
Yes.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed, but since we had our podcast on...
some cool fight scenes, though.
There were
really cool fight scenes.
And I liked Fassbender as the lead assassin.
And there's something cool about jumping off a building. I don't know why. I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
I really don't. But it looks cool in film.
I just like the dagger that would shoot out from the arm and the wrist.
Yeah.
You know, they hit, you know, it's just this little flick of the wrist, and it was like, phew, there comes the spear. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah, it's kind of like Wolverine closing his hands.
Right.
You know, he gets three of them.
Speaking of Logan, I saw that movie. I don't know if you saw it.
I have not, but I heard they're re-releasing it in black and white.
Really?
Yes.
That might actually be pretty good.
In like select theaters or something, doing the whole thing in black and white.
I was surprised. I gotta hand it to Hugh on this one, and I think they finally did Wolverine justice.
I hear it is the best X-Men film yet.
Yeah.
X-Men related film.
I thought it was pretty well done.
Which means, you know, that would have to put it better than First Class, which I thought was pretty good.
Yes. And the Wolverine Japan one isn't bad. I'm still throwing some love out to it.
Dude.
But I will say this.
So it was okay at best. I'd give it maybe 2 stars because the first one got 0. The first one, we were still taking stars away. I mean, we're talking negative on the first one.
All right.
So.
But I will say this.
Logan, I hear, is really good, though. I do need to check it out.
It's got some intense fighting scenes, a little bit of nudity, but a lot of language. So I do not recommend it for the kids. It is not a family film. Within the first couple of minutes.
We were trying to get it like Deadpool.
Right. Within the first couple of minutes, Hugh Jackman Wolverine is dropping F-bombs. Literally. So I think overall it was a well-done film.
I heard he cuts his hand off just so it can grow back. I'm kidding.
No, that's Deadpool.
I'm kidding. I know. I was...
But Logan was good. I enjoyed it. You know, I was surprised because my wife wanted to go see it. And I was like, really? You want to go see Logan?
Nice.
And there's all these other films out. But she was totally up for it.
I did take my wife to see Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Great date movie.
Yes.
If you get a chance.
Yep. Take your daughters. Take your wives.
Yep. Take your daughters. Take your wives. They're at the theater. We saw it here just recently, so it's been in the theater for several weeks now.
Right.
So, and we went to an early show, late afternoon, early evening.
Right, yeah.
So it was me and my wife, and there was a family, a couple little girls, and then there were 3 girls in the back somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, at this AMC. And during the scene where they dance, the father was up dancing with his 2 little girls.
Oh, geez.
Just spinning around. Off to the side. I mean, it wasn't like it distracted from the film at all. But I saw him over there and I was like, you know.
God.
I have to give him props.
Why?
Because if his daughter wanted to feel like Belle for a moment, he gave her that opportunity.
He's got plenty of time to do that at the father-daughter dance.
Dude, she's like 4.
I'm just saying.
She doesn't have a father-daughter dance for a long time yet.
Let it go. I thought that was the song.
You know,
Elsa.
At least he didn't have his fingernails painted. All right, we'll move on.
Yeah, although I did take...
But you saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. I was pretty impressed with it.
He cried, dude. It was bad. His wife was giving me reports that he was just in tears the whole time when they killed Gaston.
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler.
Kleenex was my best friend through that movie. And my stepson was just poking me, making fun of me the whole time.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know.
I'm sure. But he's the one who wanted to see it.
Continuing with the films, took the wife and stepson to see Boss Baby.
Yeah.
That was a big one on their list they wanted to see. And surprisingly enough, I think good old Alec Baldwin, only the greatest actor ever.
I hear he played Donald Trump.
Killed it. Well, yeah, on Saturday Night Live.
No, I heard Boss Baby was based off Donald Trump. I'm kidding.
I didn't really get that feeling.
Man.
Didn't get it.
Man, I'm totally kidding.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, not just
whatever.
Feeding off of it.
Hey, we're coming back into this. You know?
It's all right.
But,
it's all right.
Yeah, overall, Boss Baby, good film. Take the family, the kids, they'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
It had its funny parts, but it had a really strong story about new siblings coming into a family and the current siblings or only childs having an awkward feeling about it. But I thought Alec Baldwin just killed it as the baby. The voice and everything, spot on.
Alec Baldwin, apparently you're a good baby.
He's only the greatest actor ever.
All right.
But I got to see the movie that takes the cake so far this year that I have seen, wait for it, is Lego Batman.
All right.
Yeah, you got to see this.
I'm Batman.
is totally worth it. I'm throwing it up there for an Oscar nomination.
For what? Best actor? Batman?
Just total... yeah, just Batman.
Batman's the best actor.
Just total awesomeness.
Total awesomeness.
CGI was really well done. Strong story.
I would imagine.
Kids love it. But I think ultimately, it's a film for adults. There's a... The story and the dialogue harkens back to past Batman movies. And they poke fun in a satirical kind of way against a lot of these things.
I sure hope they
poke fun at Arnold. I think they're
better a bit of poking at Mr. Freeze. Yeah, I mean, that was bad.
I think Mr. Freeze is in there as an animated character, but there's a lot
he says, I'll be back.
There's a lot of tone and story brought back to a lot of the original Batman movies and the TV show. So as an adult, if you're a big Batman fan, you're going to love the plot of the story
right.
and the dialogue between the characters. I mean, overall, it was as good as the original Lego movie. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, I walked out of there and I was like, man, I got to watch that again because there was so much going on in the film that you just lost track of.
Well, it's definitely one that I'll own at some point.
Yeah.
Because I want to really
have the
time to...
It's worth it.
...investigate it. I did see Teen Titans Judas Contract.
Yeah.
The animated film. That was fairly well done.
Yeah.
It could have been better. There's a few things that didn't jive with the comic book that I used to. But... it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. I'll give it props. So, I like that.
Yeah, I think Will Arnett he killed it again as Batman. And it was funny. Like, Batman's funny in this movie. Like, you just get a good laugh out of him.
Batman's not supposed to be funny.
But in this movie, he was funny.
But he's not supposed to be funny.
But he was.
That's why George Clooney didn't work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, moving right along.
Moving on.
So today we've got a good topic, right?
Yeah, I'd say
we want to talk about
it. I'm excited about this one. It's going back to my childhood.
Uh-oh. We're back in the 80s.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's why I'm going to let you lead off with this.
All right. So we're going to talk some cool video games.
Yeah.
You know, video games that we've liked through various iterations or, you know, just ones that have stood out in our minds that we've really enjoyed.
Yeah. Now, I think we got to throw this out there for the listeners. We're not video game experts. So, forgive us.
What?
I don't claim to be a video game expert.
I thought you were.
Crap. All right.
Actually, just the other night, funny story here. Funny story here. Just the other night, I'm flipping the stations right on my cable TV, trying to find something.
Right.
It's late at night. I got to fold laundry.
Yeah.
What do I find? A Street Fighter tournament.
Really?
Yeah. Street Fighter tournament. Literally, you're watching these guys.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do a total tournament fighting with their very Street Fighter characters.
Yeah. I saw commercials for that on TV.
It was great.
Yeah, it was a tournament. Yeah,
that
yeah.
was so fun. I'm sorry, it was fun to watch. I learned something new.
The only reason I'm saying it is because I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there, you're hardcore gamers.
Yeah, we're not hardcore gamers.
We're not. But we're going to list some games that we've just enjoyed from our childhood to our adulthood and games that we know that have just been huge in popularity.
Yeah.
Some of them you may agree with. Some of them you may totally disagree with.
Right.
But as always, you can hit us on Facebook and leave us your thoughts as to some of your favorite games.
And that's fine. Sure. Certainly. I agree. My first one I'm going to mention.
Here we go. Brace yourselves, everyone.
Call of Duty.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and here's why. It first started as it's a first-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we had Doom already. We had, you know, other first-person shooters.
Right.
Right? But this one started in 2003, and it took us back to World War II.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but I thought that was really cool. I enjoyed playing the role of a sniper.
Oh, yeah.
During World War II.
Yeah.
Or running around and doing actual missions that you took place during World War II.
Who doesn't
and it's know? It's expanded from there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, you had World War II for like the first three. So you had Call of Duty 1, Frontline, or... Anyway, and then there was 2 and 3. Those were all in World War II.
Yeah.
Then we went to Modern Warfare for Call of Duty 4. started to experience all sorts of different things.
Right.
You know, you started dealing with terrorists and new guns. Then we had World at War. And then there was Modern Warfare 2. Followed by Black Ops.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare 3. You know, we haven't had enough Modern Warfare.
Isn't there an Infinite Warfare?
Oh, we'll get there. Black Ops 2, Ghosts.
Oh, geez.
Which I heard is really cool. I haven't played that. Advanced Warfare, Black Ops 3, Infinite Warfare.
Yep, that's
and
it.
Now in 2017, we have Call of Duty World War 2. They're going back to their roots, back to World War 2. And I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be really cool. And so I'm excited about that. So
nice.
I think Call of Duty is a fun first-person shooter. Now,
yeah.
Granted, we've had things that have happened because of that. I mean, we got Star Wars Battlefront now.
Yeah.
You know, in many ways, I think because Call of Duty is such a success.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, people love this.
Yeah.
Doom came back from...
Oh, yeah,
being
Dune, yeah.
Totally gone. You know, Doom was gone, yeah. And now you can get Doom for your modern consoles, and you can play that again. So.
Well, that's, you know, you also had, like, Medal of Honor.
Right, that was, Medal of Honor.
That was another huge world. I mean, I remember playing that.
World
that
War
game
II.
Used to give
right.
me headaches trying
right.
to play
I
it.
I played that.
I mean, I loved going around just killing Nazis, so.
Well, you know, we had a server at one of the places I worked at where Call of Duty was on that server. And so during lunch, we would log on to that server and play Call of Duty against each other. And you'd have all these different people in there. We all had code names and we're running around. And, you know, occasionally one guy on your team wanted your spot. And
right.
so they'd shoot you. So I always grenaded that guy later. So
jerks.
Yeah. You know, I picked that spot for a reason, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe be. All right, what do you got?
Is that your first one?
That's my first one.
I'm going to have to go with, I know, a couple of them I got from my childhood.
That's okay. I got some from mine, too.
I can't help it. I love the games I grew up with.
I got some from mine.
You know, and that was basically like the beginning of video gameplay, I think, from Atari to...
Okay, we're going to Pong.
Boop, 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 Pong,
boop, boop,
Pong,
boop, boop.
No.
No? Pong was not your favorite.
Man. No.
I thought we had one here.
I'm reaching back to the NES, Nintendo Entertainment System.
All right.
Okay. My first one is going to be...
It's back out.
It is.
You can buy a Nintendo
Sweet.
NES.
Sweet. I still have my original.
You can get them on Amazon, and they're loaded. I think they're preloaded with...
80-something games or something.
I
want
to say
Because they're doing that with the Sega now.
I want to say it's more than 80-something games, but
yeah.
I could be wrong.
I might have to buy that. I still have my original Nintendo Entertainment System. You know, remember when you used to blow on the cartridges and trying to ram them in to work? But anyways, my first pick of a game that I absolutely love, and this is a two-part.
I do remember that. Moving on. Yeah.
You're so
dirty. What's your game?
You're so dirty.
What's your game? No, I want to hear about the game.
It's Contra.
Contra.
And Super Contra.
Okay, that was big as in the arcade, too.
It was. Contra came out in 1987. And it was developed by Konami, which was a big gaming company. And it was released and operated as an arcade game. But it was released on the Nintendo Entertainment System in 1988. So it came out prior to the Nintendo system as an arcade game. And I believe primarily in Japan. Now, I think a lot of the Nintendo games that first came out were in Japan first. And then made their way over to the United States. But I absolutely loved playing it. Just the two little guys running around on screen with guns, and they're shooting these pellets out and blowing everything up, and they're ducking and jumping and flipping and, you know, the whole thing. And you've got, you know, the first game, Contra, was a group of CIA-backed Nicaraguan rebels.
I think we played that up in Chicago.
We might have.
I think we did at that one bar.
Yeah.
There was that one... It was like a video game place, and it had a bar there. Oh, what was the name of that?
I can't think of it.
Regardless.
Was it Headquarters? Is that the name of the bar?
That could have been it. I don't remember.
I don't know.
That could have been it. I just play video games and drink water, so I don't know.
It had like a football name or something.
Yeah.
Bar, but it had all video games and then
skee-ball, pinball.
Pinball, but Contra, Super Contra, you know, Super Contra... The Alien Strikes Back was a run-and-gun video game based off of Contra. That one stars Bill Reiser and Lance Bean as they are sent to thwart another alien invasion.
I hate when that happens.
Both the arcade versions and the NES versions have been re-released in various other platforms since their original states. So you got the first game, which is a little bit more like guerrilla warfare.
Yeah.
And then you got the second game, which is more alien-driven. Now, the most common one I had was Super Contra, so it was more of the alien-driven type stuff. But I just absolutely love that game.
Hence your fascination with Ripley and aliens.
Exactly. And you could just pick up like all these different guns and these little floating things, and they would give you more power and just...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just a game I could play for hours and just have a ball with.
Totally.
So that's my first pick.
All right. These are in no particular order, by the way, because I don't really think about picks that way. Comic Zone. It was on the Sega Genesis.
I'm not familiar with that one.
It was an interactive comic book. So you played a character named Sketch Turner.
Sketch Turner. Wow, it sounds like a real page turner.
You were Sketch Turner, and you got trapped in a comic book that you created.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And so the pages would turn, and you would have to fight all these villains in order to try to get out of your comic book. It was pretty cool. It was a fun game on the Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
And so I played a lot of Comic Zone.
Yeah.
And that is with an X, C-O-M-I-X, Zone. And you can find the cartridge out on Amazon, and it is also one of the games that is included in the Sega Genesis.
Repackaging of it. Yeah,
the new bundle with 80 games already installed.
Oh.
I think they're installed on the system itself, so I don't think you have to put cartridges in.
Yeah, because I bought that for my brother for Christmas, and I didn't even realize that one was on there.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that game existed.
Yeah, nice. So there you go.
I might have to go buy that regurgitated Sega Genesis system for myself. another favorite of mine, and I'm going back to Nintendo because I have a huge love of Nintendo, Bases Loaded, the baseball game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I had something called Major League that was very similar to that, but it was on my Commodore 64.
Yeah. Once again, this was another game that was released in Japan for the arcades first, and then eventually made its way over to the United States. But it was a huge hit for me because I was a huge baseball fan as a kid, and that was my number one sport that I played. And what I loved about the game is you had that perspective from the pitcher's view.
Mm-hmm.
So you could throw curveballs and sliders and sinkers and, you know, whatever,
change-ups
and, you know, whatever, fastballs, whatever you could think of. And then it was great from the opposite view. You had to time it right with the batter to swing, and you could kind of rotate where your bat would go to hit the ball.
Now, on that, could you change your lineup and stuff, too?
I don't remember.
Okay, because I remember...
Possibly.
The game that I had on the Commodore 64, I could change my lineup, and I remember I kept putting my pitcher in fourth position.
Yeah.
And I just knocked grand slams with him. It was funny.
I mean, I know...
who had a pitcher that could hit grand slams all the time?
I mean, you had Bases Loaded.
It was fun.
You had Bases Loaded 2, second season. There was also a Bases Loaded 3 and a Bases Loaded 4. And they also flushed it out to other various gaming systems.
Apparently people like to run bases.
Yeah. So, you know, cool. It was a huge game for me. My brothers and I played it all. You're going to know a theme here I've got going on. I got quite a few sports-related games.
Okay. So. Okay. Not a problem. All right. My next one.
That one came out in 1988, in case anybody wanted to know.
My next one is kind of ends up being more of a classification in the long run. But we kind of had this debate a while ago.
We did?
Yes. So you guys probably already know that Street Fighter is one of my favorite games.
Yeah.
I mean, all the way up. I love Street Fighter, right? But at the time that it came out, it was probably one of the coolest fighting games out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, Street Fighter 2 on up
is
what I played. Now you look at what's come out of that. You got Mortal Kombat, which, you know.
It's huge.
Huge. Inspired by Street Fighter, taking it a little bit more extreme.
Yeah.
Right? You've got Tekken.
Yep.
You've got King of Fighters.
Yep.
You got Darkstalkers.
Yep.
You've got Dead or Alive.
Yep.
Which ended up doing a beach volleyball as well. You know, because, hey, you've got all these good-looking girls and done with 3D.
Yep.
Why not throw them in bikinis and have volleyball?
Streets of Rage.
Streets of Rage was another one. And now Injustice.
Yes.
Right? So we got Injustice.
Which you turned me on to.
Right. And we got Injustice 2 coming out May 15th.
Only because I got sick of you watching you play it on your phone.
May 15th? Yeah, I think it's May 15th.
Yeah.
It's somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And so you've got, with Injustice, you get the chance to be all the superheroes, the DC superheroes, yeah. Which is just fun.
And villains.
Fun. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't want to throw down as Wonder Woman every now and then, or throw down as Superman, or
Joker, Grodd, Batman.
Or Joker, you know, I mean... Injustice 2 has Gorilla Grodd, Scarecrow, Cheetah, Atrocitus. You know, I mean, they've added Supergirl's in there. There's a lot more fleshed out with it.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to see where that takes it. But fighting games have just been huge.
Oh, yeah.
And they're fun. And you can sit there and you can play it forever if you want. And it doesn't matter because every time you turn it on, it's a different game.
Yeah, well, I went out and bought the game.
They do different moves. They change things up. So
GameStop, only because you just kept playing it every day on your phone. And I popped it in and played it. And I was like, wow, you can play the story mode or you can just play fighting mode.
Right.
And I started doing the story mode. And what I loved about the story mode is it would continue through the storyline. And at certain points, you would switch characters.
Right.
So you could start off being Superman, and then you roll into the next part of the story, and it's like Batman takes over.
Yep.
And then you roll into the next part.
The Joker.
You're the Joker, you know, or you become Wonder Woman, or, you know, Green Arrow or Green Lantern. You know, each segment of the story carries through into a different character, but what was great is it all tied together.
Yes.
So that's a great part of the game, but if you just want to throw down...
You can throw down. Right.
And just pick your superhero or your villain. Now, my favorite guy so far is probably Green Arrow.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I can shoot as many arrows as I want. So, I like him, but you know what? The Joker's pretty good, too.
Yeah, he's got a long reach. Character. That surprised me. He's got long quite reach, the reach.
Knife. I mean, he's deadly with just a lot of stabbing moves.
Yeah.
You know, that really kind of pull the energy levels off your opponent, so... But yeah, that's...
And see, if you're playing it on mobile, you've had a chance to get additional characters.
Right.
So, like, I've got Deadshot.
Yeah, he's on the one I've got.
Okay,
yeah.
Harley Quinn, you know, the Suicide Squad version of Harley Quinn.
Right.
So I get to play as them, and they're amped up.
Yeah.
You know, I can play as Raven. I can play as Nightwing or whomever. And you know, because of that option, I get a lot more enjoyment, and every time you play, it's different.
Yep.
Doesn't have to be the same thing.
Yep. So that's a great game.
And that's why I always love these fighter games. You know, eventually you play a lot of the other games and it's the same story every time. So eventually it kind of, you're like, all right, I've done this. I'm done. But fighter games, they keep going. They morph, they change.
Speaking of fighter games, I'm going to have to throw out there, and I absolutely love this game, but Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
I got your puncher right here. I got your gloves. Come on.
That's your Mike Tyson?
That's my Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Needs a little work.
Yeah, he's got that high, squeaky, nasally voice, man. I try.
It's true.
Although, I haven't watched Mike Tyson do an interview in a while.
But nowadays, he sounds like he's got a lisp.
He probably does. That's what happens. You keep getting your face hit in.
Yeah, one of my all-time favorites is Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. For any of you kids growing up in the 80s and 90s, you know what I'm talking about. It was a hugely popular game. Once again, originated in Japan. Made its way over to the U.S. It's a boxing sports fighting video game. Started in 1987. Made its way, like I said, over to the United States. It started out as an arcade game.
Didn't they start it up again? Isn't there a new knockout?
There might be.
Or did they just put it on one of those systems? I can't remember.
They had a couple different variations of it when it came out because they had the arcade, then they put it on Nintendo Entertainment System or NES.
It may just be on the NES that I saw it.
And that's what I knew it as. Right. But we know that it features, you know, Little Mac. He's this up-and-coming, you know, rookie kind of boxer. And he's fighting through the ranks of the World Video Boxing Association. And you have to face a series of colorful characters throughout the game.
Yes, some of them are
to
colorful.
To make your way to the dream fight, which is Mike Tyson. And he's also known as Mr. Dream on some variations or versions of the game. That was another game I could play for hours. I mean, you had characters that were, you know, kind of poked fun at stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Were interesting, you know, like Don Flamenco, King Hippo, Mike Tyson, obviously, Piston Hondo, Von Kaiser, Glass Joe, Bald Bull.
Yeah.
Soda Popinski, that one was always funny to say. And Mr. Sandman, and Mr. Macho Man, like Great Tiger. Huh?
Popinski.
Soda Popinski. Yeah, I think he was
Soda Popinski.
Russian or Polish or something.
Polish. He sounds Polish.
I think he had like this big handlebar mustache kind of thing going on. And I always thought one of the toughest guys to fight was Piston Honda, which I think was a Japanese character.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always keep his gloves like right up in his face. And you had to watch his moves for him to move them away to get that one punch in his face. So, and then you got, I think one of the easiest guys was Glass Joe, because he would do these like huge undercut.
He had a chin punches. That was made out of glass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like you hit him and boom, he's down. Yeah.
The effects were great.
Yeah.
You know, at the time, you'd have these little stars coming out when you hit a guy in the face, and your energy levels would go down, and then you'd have to rise back up, beat the bell with the ref and everything. And, you know, it was just a hugely successful game once again for Nintendo. So I loved it.
All right. Going back to the Atari 2600. River Raid.
I thought you were going to say Centipede.
No, I enjoyed River Raid a lot more. River Raid, you're a pilot and you're flying your plane up the river and you're shooting other planes out of the sky or boats or, you know, you're taking out all these different things all the way around, blowing up bridges and stuff. It was fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And I could rack up a good high score, so I really enjoyed doing that.
Nice. I'm going to go back to another sports game once again for the NES, Tecmo Bowl.
Football game.
Football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, now they got Madden. It's hard to compete with Madden.
But you
got to
look at the original.
Right, right.
One of the originals, at least.
No, I'm just saying, it's hard to compete with Madden, as fun as that was.
Yeah, Tecmo Bowl.
They've done so much.
Super Tecmo Bowl. That was the one we had, was Super Tecmo Bowl. You know, obviously a football arcade game. You're sensing a theme here with when Nintendo first came out back in mid to late 80s. Everything originated from Japan. Japan put it into an arcade style because that's what we had at the time before
Nintendo
these systems came out.
From Japan.
Right. Well, yeah. So. But it's before these systems really came out to America. We were playing this stuff in video games in the arcades. And then it's like, wow, we can make these entertainment systems for people to buy.
Yeah.
So
arcades
once again,
went the way of the dinosaurs, it seems. There's a few out there still.
Yeah. I mean, it came out in 1987. The game was hugely successful, which spawned off Super Tecmo Bowl. And, I mean, you had all your NFL teams. You could pick out of the AFC and the NFC, whatever team you wanted. And one of the driving characters in those games was Bo Jackson.
Yes.
You know, but you also had a lot of other good characters.
Because Bo knows.
Yeah, Bo knows. You had Jerry Rice for the 49ers.
Remember that?
Yeah, I know Bo knows. You had Jerry Rice on the 49ers. He was, you know, you could pick the 49ers and have like huge Hail Mary passes. You know, you had Lawrence Taylor for the Giants. That was my team. I always picked the Giants. He could break through the line and sack every quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, you had Steve Young on the 49ers. He had a good throwing arm on the game. It just depended on the team that you picked. Now, obviously, there were stronger teams and weaker teams, but
yeah, nobody ever wanted to pick
it was
the Bengals.
It was so...
Or Cleveland. Nobody wants to be the Browns.
Yeah. They were not the strong teams. Even though Boomer Esiason's on
there. Or the Raiders.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you had Bo.
That's true.
Bo Jackson, you know, on the Raiders.
That's right.
But it was such a simplistic game. You had four plays to pick from. You had, like, two passing and two running.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Or Madden, you got, like, 50 now.
I know.
Now
it's
and
like a whole playbook, and you're like, really?
Rolling out the playbook to try and figure it out.
I mean, we used to have, my brothers and I used to have tournaments.
Where's the coaching help?
Tournaments for Super Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, we had a blast playing that game because we were sports kids. You know? So for us,
nothing wrong with that.
You know, a huge hit.
All right, you're going to see a theme from me here.
That's a first.
Arkham series.
Yeah.
Games. So, you know, who doesn't want to be Batman?
That's right.
Really, I think that's enough said.
Yeah.
I mean, they have amazing graphics.
I want to be Batman.
They have amazing graphics, you know, and you get to fight all of Batman's villains. It tells you how to do it. You get to go through a storyline, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of got a whole adventure thrown in there and a mystery and the whole nine yards.
I mean, any of the Batman games.
And so
games
all those Batman, right, that Batman, the whole Arkham series.
Arkham Knight.
Was great, yeah. Arkham Origins, Arkham Knight, Arkham Asylum, the whole thing. It was really well done.
Batman Telltale
And kind of really launched him in there. So, like I said, I want to be Batman. I love Batman. In fact, we're going to convert the studio into a cave so I can be Batman. Well, maybe. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Okay, Bruce.
But enough said. You know, well, Batman's where it's at.
I'm going to wrap it up with my last pick here.
All right.
And I'm stepping away from the NES. And I'm going Sega Genesis, because that was the next huge video gaming system that we had. And I'm going with NBA Jam.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the very first basketball games out there that had some intense graphics, mm-hmm. great sound effects, like you were actually there at a live game.
Yeah.
You know, so that was huge for us. It was a, you know, 2-on-2 basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
First real playable basketball arcade game. It was another arcade game that they brought into the Sega Genesis. But it was one of the first games to feature the NBA licensed team and players.
Yeah.
And, you know, a form of a digital likeness. Now, it's no... Yeah. It's no...
It was a form of digital likeness. not at all what we got now.
Right. It's not like, what is it?
NBA 2K stuff.
2K Live. Yeah. So that's, you know, one of my favorite games. We played that a lot. And, you know, they obviously rolled it out to, you know, other versions of, you know, gaming systems.
Right.
So that one, probably, I think that one surfaced in 1993, and that was Midway also. Midway Games.
Yeah, Midway Games was around for a long time.
They did a series of stuff.
They did a lot of stuff, and they're gone now, but...
Yeah, I was surprised. It was Midway Games. I didn't realize that.
A lot of the gaming places didn't last. I don't think Konami, I don't think they're around still.
No.
I mean, they're gone.
They probably sold into Nintendo.
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff's gone, so.
But NBA Jam was great because, you know, you had slam dunks.
Right.
You know, any of the other laws of physics on the basketball court were happening in the game.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why I am a big fan of NBA 2K series, the whole NBA 2K stuff. I've got several of them for my...
Yeah, I've got...
For my Wii.
2K 16, I think.
I got 2K 11 and 2K 13 for the Wii. So I love playing those. Once again, you know, that's going to be kind of some of my honorable mention.
Yeah.
Is those. I like them because I love basketball.
Oh, yeah.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
But two, I can pick any team on there. I can trade players. I can build a team. I can create my own team. I can create my own player.
Yeah.
And have him go through his career.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, there's so much you can do that every time you play, that game is different.
Yeah.
You know, if I go on and I do an 82-game season, which I do a lot, I play the 82-game seasons, I just like to run through the whole season. And I like playing it in the association mode so that I can be the GM and I can be making changes and trying to trade players and try to get things the way I want so that the team wins.
Yeah.
And so I look on that and I have a lot of fun doing it. It's not for everybody. You know, some people just want to play the season. Some people just want to play head-to-head matches. But however you want to play, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Whatever. Whatever, man. I'm down with it. The point is, there's just so much. It's once again one of those games that it changes every time you play.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. You know, you could have one guy who scores a lot one game. The next game, he might not score.
Yeah.
And so you've got so many different variables in it that I think make it different every time, make it fun to play consistently.
Yeah.
So.
Is that your final pick?
Well, that's actually my sixth pick because we were doing five, and it's my first honorable mention.
Oh, you did like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Other honorable mentions that I have, Wii Sports.
Yes.
And one of the reasons I pick Wii Sports and the Wii in general is just that it revolutionized video games. It got games into so many different homes that they were never in before.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you had people who are playing games and they're going, well, this is fun.
Well, yeah, they never played before. It was interactive.
You know, I can play tennis with my wife. My wife is not going to play another video game. But I can put tennis on the Wii and Wii Sports, and she'll play me.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's fun that way. And so...
Does she usually win?
No. Sometimes.
Yeah.
She's pretty good.
The Wii Sports interact... Anybody.
Yeah, all of that.
And they have multiple games, so...
All of that. And, you know, because you got sports, you got Sports Resort, you've got so many that interact that way. just in general. So it makes for a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog was another one I mentioned. There, you know, I was thinking about there's so many Sonic games out there, and he's got his own comic book.
Yes, he does.
Skylanders, they have their own comic book. Skylanders is another big video game that I think people, you know, get really into. And so there's a lot that way that I think have really changed video games.
Yeah.
Skylanders especially. Once again, I mean, here's the thing where you play the game, but you can only get so far until you buy another piece.
That's like Lego Dimensions.
And then you have to buy another piece.
Yep.
And then you have to buy another one. Somebody was brilliant.
Lego Dimensions does the same thing.
Lego Dimensions.
Because we play that.
Yeah, the same thing with the Disney one.
Xfinity. Is that what it is? Infinity?
Infinity. Xfinity. Disney Infinity. And, you know, and you keep going and buying these characters so you can play the game. So those are just some ones that I've liked over the years.
Your
honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. Yeah. I got a list.
I'm sure you'll have more that, you know. I mean, there's other ones that I think
are... Well, there's just so many games out there.
Right. I mean...
And it's hard to...
You can't forget Final Fantasy.
That was huge.
Right.
Huge. And they did an animated film off of that.
Several of them, I think, at this point.
You got Assassin's Creed. Like we mentioned the movie.
We did.
Series of that, which...
Resident Evil. Tons of movies there.
Yes, Resident Evil. I mean, you even got Tetris.
Mila, you were great in those movies. I'm just gonna say it. If you want to drop me a line, just hit me up on Facebook.
There you go. Tetris. I mean, that was huge in its day.
Yeah, goodness. SimCity.
Yes.
That was another one that was huge in its day.
Yep.
And I think you can still play SimCity.
Yes. Legend of Zelda was another huge one, which is still going strong today.
Well, and what spun off of SimCity? You know, you look at Facebook games. Right,
God, what is it, like Farmville?
You got Farmville, Cityville, probably Duckville.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. And you've got Monsters Legend, where you build up monsters in different areas. So, I mean, there's just tons of stuff out there.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. For the Nintendo. And going back to the Nintendo, here's an alternate of mine. EA Sports.
Yes.
NHL. The NHL game. That came out in 1994.
Could you get into fights on the ice?
Yes.
See, that makes it a real hockey game. I'm sorry, but if you can't throw down on ice, it's not hockey.
Yeah. You would get into a fight, and you'd beat the crap out of the guy, and he would fall down, and his head would wiggle on the ice, and blood would just gush out of his head.
See?
And then you'd get ejected, and you'd be, you know...
I'm just, you know...
So that one's one of
I feel that way about hockey in general. If there's no blood on the ice, it wasn't a hockey game.
I think the only team to get was the Kings because of Gretzky. That was the only team worth getting in that game because you had Gretzky. Once you had Gretzky, you dominated.
Really, what other hockey teams were there at the time? I mean, let's be honest. Name another hockey player during the time Gretzky was playing. I can't.
Mike Modano.
Okay, he can.
I'm going to throw out GoldenEye. That's a... Yeah.
Yes. I loved being able to pop out of the ceiling and shoot the guy in water.
1997 on the 64.
Yeah. You remember that, right?
Yeah. We talked about it in our Bond episode.
Hunting through the... You're going through the ventilator shafts and you kick it out and you come down and you shoot the guy who's pooping on the toilet. That'll teach him.
But I still like driving the tank around, blowing stuff up.
Why not?
You know?
Everybody loves driving a tank.
GoldenEye was great. I had two games for the Wii. House of the Dead.
Okay. It
was a zombie game. It's a bit graphic, not for the kids. A lot of language. And some suggestive themes in it, too.
Well, like Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
That's another one that's big.
Yeah. Dead Rising was another one. Mm-hmm. Chop Till You Drop. That was kind of based off, you know, some of the zombie movies. What's that movie where it kind of takes place where they're all in the mall?
Hold on. Because you had Night of the Living Dead, which was at the farm. Then you had Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead.
It was Dawn of the Dead that was at the...
Inside the mall.
At the mall. And then Day of the Dead was the other one.
Dead Rising, Chop Till You Drop. You're kind of in that mall atmosphere trying to kill zombies and protect people. And then even one for the PS4, which I've really liked... The Last of Us, and that is a zombie game also. The graphics are really good.
Okay.
The story is strong, although The Walking Dead has their own series of zombie-based games. So for you zombie fans, there's stuff out there for you to play.
Yep, and you get to shoot them all. It's fun.
Yeah.
Why not?
Halo.
Halo, Halo's a big
one.
Tons of movies off that now.
You know, huge ones.
You know, we've already mentioned Doom, and they made a movie of it.
Yeah.
It had The Rock, which was the redeeming thing in it. Plus Carl Urban. I mean, They played well off each other, but
yeah. And for you comic fans, PS4, Deadpool.
Yeah,
that's a pretty fun game.
Batman Telltale.
Batman series of games. Yeah, a lot of stuff out there.
So a lot of stuff out there.
Even the Tom Clancy stuff is good.
Yes. Yeah,
I've heard Division, that. Yeah. That's one. I mean, I haven't played it, but I've watched enough trailers and actually have seen the game be played live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the graphics are phenomenal.
Yeah, I saw a tournament of one of those, too, I think.
Yeah.
One of those shooter games. I don't remember what it was.
I like the series Watchdog. That's really good. You're a hacker, and you have to go around and hack into a bunch of stuff.
Important life skills are being taught here.
Yeah, well, your first shooter games, see, sniper games,
well, you know, you
hacking.
You got to go back to Pong being the very first video game that I know of. Build up your eye-hand coordination.
Yeah.
You know, you had to keep turning that stupid wheel in order to hit the ball.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, it was fun.
What about Kung Fu?
Kung Fu.
For the Nintendo.
Yeah.
We had that game. That got tough, because every level you got harder and harder and harder. Yes,
it did. It did.
Although I did beat it. I got the guy's girlfriend back.
Wow. What else is there?
And then Jaws.
Pitfall,
yeah.
That was a big one.
Jaws, the movie, had a video game. Rampage.
Yeah, oh yeah, Rampage. I loved Rampage.
Donkey Kong. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there that's evolved from when...
Pac-Man.
Oh God, yeah, that's a classic.
People played that all the time.
You know, just a classic. So but yeah, there's so many games out there. I mean, stuff
Q-bert.
For kids.
You remember Q-bert? Hopping around on the little squares.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
So much stuff out there.
Enjoy video games. Enjoy them. It's okay.
Yeah. Picks
of the week. All right, I am going to bring up my non-pick of the week.
Yeah.
Marvel Comics.
it's Marvel Comics
put out...
Oh, God, here we go.
The free, all-new, all-different Marvel reading chronology book.
That's a mouthful.
Yes. For people who are confused by the fact that Marvel reboots their series every 6 to 12 issues. Oh, it's not a reboot. Sorry. They relaunch.
New number ones. Come on,
yeah,
get it
right. They relaunch them all. Well, now they're going back to the original numbering. So I'm trying to figure out how that's going to work. Seriously, they announced it just recently. They're going back to the original numbering. So all of a sudden, you're going to go from Captain America 4 to Captain America 632 or whatever. I don't know. They have this book they printed up that they put in comic shops that actually tells you to start reading the series here, and then you need to read this next one in this next book. So they're telling you where to start and how to understand their comic books. If you need a guide to understand your comic book, you failed.
Burn.
All right. Sorry, Marvel. Failure.
Well, epic. I could see the purpose of it being good for kids and people coming into comics who really don't know where to start.
No, you failed, because the Avengers that are in the movies that you've gone and seen and loved are not the Avengers in the comic books of the series.
They're reverting you back to the original Avengers.
No, they're reverting you to the modern Avengers, which does not have any of the people that are supposed to be in it from the books. I mean, all of a sudden we got Deadpool and Rogue and Steve Rogers in here.
When the crap is that all about?
Right. You look at all new, all different Avengers, Magnificent Seven, and you've got Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, The Vision, joined by Ms. Marvel, Nova, Miles Morales.
Spider-Man.
Who's Spider-Man at the...
I'm waiting for Falcon to...
Well, no, that's Falcon Cap. Sorry.
Yeah, Falcon Cap.
It's Falcon Cap and...
God.
Female Thor. And,
now I'm just getting pissed off.
You know, so... You look at who they have in these Avengers lineups, and they don't line up with the movies.
Yeah.
And so if I'm a kid and I go and I see the Avengers movie and I go, dude, I really like Captain America and the way that these Avengers are, I want to go read that. And then I go to the comic shop and I can't find it unless I go into a back issue and I end up spending a couple $100 in order to buy one issue.
That's how they sucker you in. Way to go, Quesada.
You failed. Sorry, Marvel. Failure.
Burn.
All right. Moving right along. Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Comes out in a month.
Yes.
We are 1 month away from Wonder Woman, the movie.
Yes.
Patty Jenkins is already looking towards Wonder Woman 2. I'm excited.
There you go.
Trailers are starting to hit like more heavier now. Yeah. And I'm excited. I am stoked to see Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman again. Mm-hmm. I want to see her put it on. I want to see her kick some butt. And I am going to enjoy some Wonder Woman movies. All right. There so we are looking forward to that. Thank you, Patty Jenkins and Gal Gadot, for doing that. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 opens this coming weekend.
Boom.
Okay, free comic book day weekend.
There you go.
We're going to get Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. It looks to be fun. Critics are up and down.
Really? On it.
Yeah, some of them are saying, you know what, it's just a rehash of the first one. Or after I saw the first one, this one really I didn't need. You know, that handled the humor and everything. We'll see. I have a feeling it's going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, I like the trailers.
But there are critics dogging it. I'm just saying.
Critics dog everything.
Well, no, not from Marvel. Critics love everything that Marvel puts out. They hate everything DC puts out.
We're not worthy.
That's why we never follow the critics.
Yeah.
Go see the film.
Critics can suck.
Enjoy it. Just go see it.
Yeah.
Because it'll be something you will enjoy.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel the same way about the DC movies. If they rag on Wonder Woman because she doesn't have hairy armpits, which some of them have already made comments about, and I'm thinking, are you that ignorant? She hasn't had hairy armpits in any of the comic books. This is a comic book film. I don't care that she's an Amazon.
I mean, is it any different than Europeans?
We want people to go see it in America.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's just relax. We're not trying to put out a historically accurate film. We're not doing Captain America First Avenger. Oh, wait. That wasn't historically accurate either. So get off of it.
It wasn't?
No. No, it wasn't. There was no Captain America.
Well, no, but
there was no dude running around with a shield.
No.
It did take place in World War II, but I don't think that there was any guy with a red skull.
No, but the comics did come out during World War II.
Yes, they did, but that's fine.
Yeah.
That was not the point.
Point B. Naysayers, back off.
Yes,
step off, and you can suck it.
Haters gonna hate.
That's right.
All right. DC announced just this past weekend.
Yo.
They announced that they are going to start a streaming network.
Really?
Yes. They're going to start a streaming network, and guess what's going to be on it? That is right, listeners. Young Justice Volume 3. We've been waiting for this for a long time.
You've been waiting for it.
Those of us that are fans of Young Justice, the cartoon, back when DC made really cool cartoons after Batman, you know, before we went with these Teen Titans that just aren't Teen Titans, you know, these teeny Titans with all their goofy stuff.
And hey, I like the Teen Titans.
I like Teen Titans too. I don't like what they put out on the TV now. It sucks.
On Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's goofy.
It's a little
goofy. Yeah, it's goofy. It's corny crap. Young Justice was where it was at.
Jeff,
was
you just got to get in touch with your inner child.
I'm not touching my
inner
child.
Okay, Matt. All right, Batman.
Young Justice Volume 3 and a live-action version of Teen Titans. We are going to have Nightwing. We are going to have Starfire. We are going to have Raven. We are going to have the Titans from the George Perez, Marv Wolfman days, live-action TV show produced by the same people that produced Arrow, Flash. Supergirl, Flash.
I saw that the new season of Flash is coming. At least I thought it was a new season.
We're in the new season already.
Oh, you are?
We're like over halfway through.
Sorry.
Dude.
I'm behind. I'm waiting for season 3 to come to Netflix.
He's behind.
Whatever.
Anyway, it's going to be on their streaming service. Now, the question that I have is, are they going to eventually move their shows from the CW onto this streaming service? And what is this streaming service going to cost?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Because if you're already paying for Netflix, you're already paying for
Hulu
or anything
else.
Cable, you know, so you can watch HBO, you know, or your Sling or any of those things, or ESPN, all that. Are you really going to have the money to do this? That's the question. So if this is tied into the CW, like CW Seed has been, where it's free, but they can advertise on it and stuff so that they make money that way,
right?
I'm cool with it, and I'd love to see what they're going to do. So that's on my list of things coming out that I'm interested in learning more about. The other thing is Superman.
Yeah.
Yes. Superman. The comic book. I know I've touted it before, but they just did a really cool story arc where we found out that Superman in the Rebirth era.
Yeah.
And Superman from New 52 are one and the same. They're different.
Whoa.
Well, hold on.
Mind just hold
on.
Blown.
Hold on. You remember back in the day when they had Superman Red and Superman Blue?
Yes.
They kind of did a similar kind of thing. The New 52 was the red one, and the other one was the blue. And so that's why they didn't jive up with everything. And now, after this series, where they apparently some power...
Yeah.
When they made, you know, stole 5 years or whatever from the DC Universe, they split them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to keep Superman from being whole. And now Mixelplick has somehow allowed it to happen. And so Superman, New 52 Superman, and Rebirth Superman have come together. And we have the Superman we knew and loved from before. He's married to Lois Lane.
Yeah. And has a son.
And he still has his son, Jonathan Kent. And I think I like what they're doing there.
Yeah.
I really do. I like what Peter Tomasi and Patrick Gleason are doing.
Yep.
They're doing a great job. Bang up job on Superman. That's what I had for picks of the week.
All right.
Sorry.
Are you sure you're done?
I'm done.
Okay.
Well, I got off on a tangent there for a bit.
You Sorry. Did. And that's okay, because we've been away for a while.
Marvel, you pissed me off.
Jeff's throwing up some middle fingers.
Not only... No, I'm not, but I'm pissed. Not only do they tick me off, but so do critics. Because wow. I think the critics are so far away from knowing anything.
You got to let the critics go.
They just
got to go out and you got to see the movies and you got to read the material. And right. You just got to decide.
Don't believe them. Don't believe the critics. Ever.
You got to decide on your own.
See it yourself.
Whether you enjoy it or not.
Yep.
You know.
And if you don't enjoy Batman versus Superman, you obviously didn't watch it right. So go back and rewatch.
All right, moving on to Matt's picks of the week. I'll keep this brief for the listeners because they're probably like, wow, you guys are dragging on. But
I think they're loving it.
I have a couple.
Finally, Matt and Jeff are back.
Yeah, we can't get enough of their voices. We're tuned in.
They're back!
Yeah, they're doing the happy rain dance. I'm going to throw out some trade backs. Flash Rebirth, I mentioned it a while back. I'm about to wrap that up. Still a confusing story as all get-ups for somebody that's not engulfed in a lot of the Flash. But I did pick up a follow-up Flash trade back that I'll be starting. I believe it is there Out of Time?
Okay.
Flash Out of Time. So I'm hoping that one will be a little bit better than the Rebirth. I'm not saying the Rebirth's bad, but it brings in all the Flashes.
And yeah, it's kind of confusing. You just need to get some history. You need some history.
I'm going
to
throw out Tokyo Ghoul. I know I made a post on our Facebook page. A little manga for you manga fans. Just started it. Pretty good story. It has an animated series late at night, Saturday nights on Cartoon Network, and it basically focuses around.
Is it part of the Adult Swim stuff?
Yes.
Like Bleach?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. I've seen some Bleach.
So it comes on at like 1 o'clock in the morning. I think I might try to record it and just watch an episode and see what it's like based upon I got the first two books.
Okay.
And the story focuses around a young guy who meets a girl in a either coffee shop, restaurant, goes out with her on a date, and then she attacks him and literally bites him. So it focuses in on these ghoul-type creatures and or vampires. So,
all right.
So for you horror fans, if you're into any of that kind of stuff, check out Tokyo Ghoul.
Which, by the way, we are trying to get a little bit more versed in anime so that we can talk a little bit about that with some of our listeners. We are a little behind on some of it.
Yeah. So my last trade back that I'm going to throw out there is probably one of my new favorite reads, and it's also Superman, Red Son.
Yes, that was a very good read.
So for any of you fans that are big into Superman and you love history and a little bit of the Cold War period, coming out of World War II, Red Son, where Superman, it's the whole concept of as if his spaceship landed in Mother Russia instead of the good old US of A, and kind of how he encompasses Russia against the United States during the Cold War period, especially going up against good old Lex Luthor. So I'm about to wrap that up and finish that soon. But
yeah, that was a good one.
Art is great. You definitely have that propaganda style art going on, and the colors. I believe it's a Mark Miller storyline.
When Dave Johnson did the art, I think.
Yeah, I believe so.
He pulled that off.
Strong story. I love the art on it. Like I said, it has that whole propaganda feel of, you know, World War II into the Cold War period. So great read. Definitely a mind-blowing type story. It's not what you expect out of Superman.
Yeah.
So give it a chance. And last, I'm going to wrap this up because I know we mentioned it in the very beginning of this episode, Iron Fist Netflix TV series.
I enjoyed it. Once again, I think the critics were way off base.
Yeah. Just about done. I got maybe two or three episodes to finish up on the series. I really like the actor who plays Danny Rand, a.k.a. the Iron Fist.
See, that's the one they hate.
I think he's got... I like him.
I think he worked out well.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got a good supporting cast of characters, you know, or actors that can play these characters. The martial arts seem to be pretty good. I'm not going to say they're great or excellent, but...
No, there's aspects where it's a little slow in the martial arts style, and I kind of expect, you know...
I look at it a lot where...
Look at it this way. He's not Jason Statham.
Yeah, he's not Bruce Lee.
It's
a white guy, you know. I mean...
That's why I use Jason Statham.
Yeah, well, Chuck Norris and...
You know. Yeah, but even Chuck Norris, I think, is slower than Jason Statham.
Yeah, he is. He is. But I think you can appreciate the martial arts.
Talented.
And it focuses, it seems, a lot on kung fu.
Don't come kill me, Chuck Norris. Sorry.
Yeah, Chuck, we love you.
Chuck, we do respect your kung fu. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, your martial arts, karate, whatever it is Chuck does. But, I mean, he cures cancer. I think that's what he's ultimately known for. That's besides the point. But overall, the action is pretty good. I mean... What?
The total gym.
Yeah. With that supermodel, is that it?
Yeah, he and Christie Brinkley are hanging out with the total gym.
But, you got to give it a shot. It starts off slow. It's a lot like Daredevil Season 1, where it starts off slow, and it starts building storyline. And you start bringing these characters in. You start peeling back, once again, the onion with the layers behind the characters. So... Give it a shot. I think you'll enjoy it. It starts to pick up speed. The martial arts, I said, are decent.
Colleen Wing is great. The girl playing Colleen is fabulous. I like her. I like her a lot.
Yeah.
She's a British girl, I think.
Really?
She's like half Chinese, half British, I think.
Huh. So, but some good effects, especially his fist lighting up to show that he is the Iron Fist. Yeah,
I wish my fist would do that.
You know, harnessing his inner chi. So I give Iron Fist a thumbs up. I can see if you watch the series, they're definitely building into the Defenders. So I think it's good for you guys that have seen the Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage. I would recommend watching Iron Fist because they are going to put out the Defenders. And I think watching all of those will definitely give you a better understanding of what's coming after.
Well, you need to know the characters. You go into the Defenders and you don't know who any of the characters are, it's going to be a problem.
Right, yeah.
Because they're not going to go tell backstory.
You can tell by watching Iron Fist, they're alluding to the Defenders. Well,
they're not going to go back and tell backstory.
No.
You have your backstory now.
And as you watch Iron Fist, they make references to Daredevil and Luke Cage. You
know, and Claire's in all of it.
And Claire's just great. Once again, we love Claire. So, yeah, I mean, those are my picks of the week. You know, because I've been trying to catch up on my reading, and I've been flooded with all the trailers lately.
Which, by the way, I forgot to mention, I did pick up out of the library Superman Earth 1.
There you go.
The J. Michael Straczynski story with Shane Davis doing the art. Shane Davis did an amazing job on the artwork.
But you know he's my favorite writer.
I do. I do know that he's your favorite writer.
I'm kidding.
I wanted to let you know that I was surprised by how well done that particular storyline was.
That's what I've heard.
I have not read any further. I read the first book.
Yeah.
The first book was well done.
That's what I've heard.
I would say, you know, if you get a chance to check it out.
Yeah.
Do so.
I will. I'll give it a shot. I just was disappointed with him on Spider-Man.
It is.
Period.
You know, I was disappointed with everybody that's been on Spider-Man since Todd McFarlane.
What about John Byrne?
I said since Todd McFarlane. John Byrne was on it before Todd McFarlane. I'm just saying. Since Todd did Spider-Man, it hasn't been the same.
Well, that's all I got.
All right. Well, on that note, thanks again for listening. We have thoroughly enjoyed having you with us today.
Definitely.
Check us out. Hit us up on Facebook. If you've got topics you're curious about.
Yeah.
You watch something, you want to know our opinion, drop us a line.
Throw it to us.
Shoot us an email. We're open to it.
We're back in the saddle, people.
We are back.
For our next episode.
Back and in black.